This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Okay, Sheikh, go ahead, Shaltana.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life. And today I have a beautiful hadith. It's a great warning for all of us, so that we resist flaunting the sins. It is a rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will entail very, very serious consequences if we practice it. I will read the hadith and translate it and explain some of its beautiful meanings. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, according to Abu Huraira, as he narrated and recorded in Sahih Bukhari, كل أمتي معافا إلا المجاهرين وإن من المجاهرة أن يعمل الرجل بالليل عملا ثم يصبح وقد ستره الله عليه ويقول يا فلان عملت البارحة كذا وكذا وقد بات يستره ربه ويصبح يكشف ستر الله عنه. All members of my ummah may be forgiven except those who flaunt their sins. Of course, the forgiveness comes, you know, it requires seeking repentance and seeking the mercy of forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once we do that, we can hope for the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes Allah will forgive, even if you fail to repent. But if somebody is, if it is flaunting, when one who flaunts the sins, he cannot expect the forgiveness of Allah. And it is flaunting when a person who commits a sin at night, he wakes up while Allah has covered him. And during the day, he divulges it to others saying, boastfully, I did such and such last night. Thus, he ends up lifting the cover Allah had placed over the sin. Narrator is Abu Huraira, he is a prolific transmitter of traditions. And of course, it is recorded in Sahih Bukhari and other collections. Ibn Battal, one of the eminent scholars, explains this saying, flaunting the sin shows disrespect. Why flaunting the sins is such a grave sin? Because it shows disrespect towards Allah and His Messenger and the righteous believers. And it also amounts to provocation. Concealing sin now protects one against being disrespectful in this matter, because sin brings humiliation upon the people who commit it, such as the punishment prescribed over it or the penalty incurred. Because if you publicize, if it is known, then there is a had sometimes, or if there is not a sin involving had, then there is a ta'zir, penalty, ruled by the officials or the judges. If the sin involves violation of the rights of Allah, they may be forgiven as Allah's mercy precedes His wrath. You know, that is not the case with flaunting sins. Hence, if Allah has concealed the same for him in this world, He will not expose it in the hereafter. The case, however, is different with those who flaunt the sins. The case is entirely different. They cannot hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اجتنبوا هذه القاذورات التي نهى الله عنها فمن ألم بشيء منها فليستتر بستر الله وليتوب إلى الله. Shun these obscenities, the filthy acts that Allah, the Most Exalted, has forbidden. But if anyone has been guilty of committing any of them, let them keep the cover Allah has placed over them and ask forgiveness. Make repentance and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Nawawi says, it's not proper for anyone who is guilty of a sin to speak about it to others unless he is doing so for a maslaha, to get advice how to repent and make amends. He can ask a scholar or he can ask a counselor, you know, how he can amend, how he can repair the situation. A person may also divulge such secrets in order to seek justice if he has been harmed or abused, or to when abused, as the case with the victim of injustice, or case with a wife facing spousal abuse from her husband, and she cannot, it's unbearable. In this case, she can divulge this to a scholar or a mufti or judge if they can help her out. We have precedent for all these in the traditions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam complaining that he broke his Ramadan fast by engaging in sexual intercourse with his wife. Another woman complained to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for her husband's abuse. Of course, I'm not going to go into the details, so we have precedence for. But if that is not the reason, and you have no valid reason to divulge it, if you do so, it's a grave sin. Because by doing so, we are encouraging others to do the same, or it may lead them to think lightly of sins. So he is doing it. So I might as well do it. So flaunting sins have grave consequences in Islam. So we are told to cover the faults of others and not to publicize it. Allah says, "La yuhibbu Allahu al-jahra bis-su'i min al-qawl illa man zulima wa kana Allahu sami'an 'alima." Allah loves not that evil should be spoken of openly, say by one who has been wronged. Allah is hearing and knowing. Although we ought to cover up the sins of others, we should never shy away from calling the spade a spade. That is the case with warning people of robbers. If we know somebody is a robber or thief, and we have to divulge that. Criminals, scammers, demagogues, heretics, immoral leadership. Because we need to save the public, save the people from the harm. To protect them, we need to divulge their names. Flaunting the sins is the sign of moral degradation, characteristic of end times. We had already covered one hadith where the Prophet ﷺ mentioned some of the signs of the end times. Here is a frightening prophecy of Rasulullah ﷺ involving the grave sin of flaunting sins. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Muhajirin, "O people of Muhajirin, they are dear to him, to his heart. There are five signs. I pray to Allah, you will never live to witness them." Of course, we cannot mention all of them. The first thing he mentioned, when promiscuity becomes rampant among the people and they flaunt it, there will appear epidemics and diseases that were unknown to their ancestors before. Think of AIDS and sexually transmitted diseases, which is spreading like an epidemic. And also the monkeypox, they say, it's mostly among the people who practice this kind of perversions. Flaunting sins reflect a lack of sense of shame, which is nature. Sense of shame is natural to those with a moral conscience. The Prophet refers to haya or shyness as a branch of faith. He also said, the thing passed on from all the prophets is, if you are not shy, then do whatever you want. إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحْيِ فَاسْنَعْ مَا شِئْتَ. Shyness is a noble trait of character. It reflects a natural abhorrence towards sins and obscenities. It saves a person from persisting in sins. Therefore, when this natural sense of shame is taken away, a person descends into a state of indecency, as nothing would deter them from sins. When this condition becomes the norm in a society, it descends into a greater and greater abyss of moral degradation and decay. That is the trend we witness today. thing of the open repeated slogan coming out of the closet, na'udhu billah. People are prone to fall into sins. For as humans by nature, we are prone to do so. Therefore, committing sins does not put us outside the pale of divine grace if we repent and seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين. I'm only translating part of this verse. And those who, when they committed indecency or wrong themselves, remember God and ask forgiveness for their sins. And who forgives sins except Allah? And they do not persist in their wrongdoing while they know it. That is not the case with those who flaunt their sins, parade them and declare as unlawful what Allah has declared as unlawful, what Allah has declared as unlawful. Such an act is a grave, egregious sin of shirk, which is unforgivable. That is why the Prophet warned against flaunting sins. Lessons: Allah is forgiver and merciful. He forgives sins as long as we repent and redeem ourselves by seeking forgiveness. We are to cover our faults and should never divulge them. We may, however, divulge it only to seek advice or prevent abuse or to seek justice to those who can help us. Flaunting sins is a grave sin. It may endanger our salvation. When people flaunt their sins, they are inviting the divine wrath, because it is a rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and amounts to challenging his laws. Thus it falls into the category of shirk, which is an unforgivable sin. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.